Good morning. 6:07 on June 28th, 2012. A Thursday morning. Yesterday was more than a bit messed up. Between lawn care in the morning and then dentist appointments that ran into the afternoon, and then children to deal with for the rest of the day. Yeah, I didn't get any writing down. Yesterday was a goose egg. I thought about trying to make it work. Force the hours into three pieces, or maybe two big pieces, or whatever. And I decided that perhaps I would let wisdom be the better part of valor. Discretion be the better part of valor. Stopped to let a car go by and completely lost my train of thought. So, yeah. I took yesterday off. So I'll get back into it today. I did manage to get my machine to boot an Ubuntu Live CD, although I let it sit too long and it timed out. It went to sleep and I couldn't wake it up again. So I'll try again later this afternoon to see what I can do about updating and refreshing this machine. It really needs it. Particularly if I'm going to use it full-time like I have been. I really need to get up-to-date releases on it, if only to be able to update things like OpenOffice. Now, it doesn't have a network connection, but I can run one temporarily to do upgrades, and I suspect that's what I will do this afternoon, after I've got my writing done for the day. 9 to noon is apparently the time. I need to move forward, make sure all my appointments are afternoon or evening, and start treating 9 to noon like it needs to be treated as an important time frame. So if you hear the bumping this morning, you hear a little thump, thump, thump. The paperclip that I usually use to tack the cord down to my lapel seems to have gone missing. So I'll have to pick up another one when I get home for tomorrow. And today you'll have to put up with any odd sounds that you might hear. I do have Endomondo running again today, so you might have heard the 1 mile marker go by a minute ago. Good morning. So Chris King Catherine Rush has a really good blog up today about the business rush on critique and why you need to not listen to critique. This is particularly, I think, particularly well-timed, because I heard from a friend yesterday who got a really crappy review, and from a book blogger. And it was not just the average crappy review, but it included some commentary inappropriate to a review. If what you find to make commentary over is the author's name. Yeah. It's not exactly a credible review. And Chris Rush did a really good job in explaining why those kinds of critiques aren't necessarily all that helpful. Good morning. So that was good. That was I'll be sure to pass that on today. What else am I thinking about? I'm thinking about breakfast. I'm thinking about my coffee. I'm thinking about getting my hands back in that machine and getting some more writing done. I left a story at a particularly interesting point. I did not see this part coming. I think I mentioned it yesterday. Good morning. That it wasn't something that I had anticipated, but it makes perfect sense in terms of the story. And what I need to do is do some more. Good morning. Oh, wow, that's a vicious dog. It's about a pound and a quarter worth of yappy dog. So yeah, I gotta do some more. Like, where did this come from? Sort of came out of nowhere. I think I may need to revisit it and rewrite to think about how we're going to deal with strategy. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you? Fat beagle. Very fat beagle. Cute little buck. Anyway, so I'm anxious to get back in there to get Tanith closer to her journey. She's done some small magics now, and each time she does, they take more out of her. She doesn't quite understand what's happening, but the people around her certainly do. So it's going to be interesting for me to have her find these things, to come to grips with the cost that her gift carries. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. A little tang of smoke this morning. Not a lot. I know Hyde Park is still running. I know. I'm pretty sure the Flagstaff fire over in Boulder is still going. And I know that the fire down in Colorado Springs, the Waldo Canyon fire, is still running. President's going to be coming this week. Probably fly into the Air Force Academy. All kinds of people out this morning. We meet again. Good morning. Met that couple coming when I came out my dooryard. They must be on the reversed track. They also must have taken a spin around the park, because otherwise I'd have met them further down the road. Anyway, so yeah, fires are still burning. They're a long way away from me, and they're on the other side of the interstate. The interstate does make a pretty good fire break, and it has to go a long way out into the grasslands before it would come over and touch off grass fires on this side of the interstate. It's much more dangerous that we could have a grass fire out on the plains, although the prevailing winds would tend to blow it eastward rather than westward. If we get a big enough grass fire, it's entirely possible that the town here could be at risk, although we're pretty much in the center at this point. It would have to burn through an awful lot of real estate to get from open prairie grassland to my house, which isn't to say it couldn't do it, but it isn't terribly likely. For us, the risk is 4th of July fireworks setting off some kind of fire in the park or in one of the dried lawns around and starting a house fire that can then spread embers, which can start more fires. It's warm. It's warmer than I expected it would be. It's actually not that warm. I can feel cool air on my ears and neck. But it's also like 60, 65 degrees and a bit humid. Oh, sun's gotten up. When I took the picture, it was a little bit early. The sun was still just peeking through the trees. It's well up now. Good morning. Well up now. It's going to shine in my eyes when I make the turn. Oh, what a beautiful morning. I'm ready to get back into writing. I miss that feel of accomplishment. I do my 3 hours, I get 2,500, 3,000 words. That's a feeling of accomplishment. And you know, it's not big numbers, but over time they add up really fast. And I know a lot of people are only shooting for like 500 word days. I'm gonna do a sprint next month, a writing sprint with one of the writers' groups. I'm going to do 1,000 words a day. So if I can keep my pattern, if I can keep my 2,500 words per day for 30 days, that's 75,000 words. So that would be good, because that would be a whole novel right there. And I suspect what's going to happen is that when I get to the end of this draft, I'm going to have to go into an edit mode and then an audio mode to record, so we get this thing put together in a reasonable fashion. And then I'll format it for paper and ebook, and give beta readers a chance to peruse it, I need to get it to Anita so that she can find all the typos in it. Oh, and there's somebody else that sends me typos. I should send it to him too. And we'll get it put together, put it into shape, kick it out. Audio books only takes completed works now, so what I'm planning on doing is adding the Amazon information to the outro so that people know that the book is available on Amazon as well as an audiobook. I've toyed with the idea of putting Xiphiria's Call on Audible.com, and I think I pretty well rejected it. It can't really help me in growing new audience. Now, I might do something like put together a package of MP3s that are in Audible.com format and then sell those through Amazon or something. I've had another request that I publish CDs of the story. And I might do that and sell them on my website or something so I don't have to fart around with somebody else's production. I can use my own. Burning a CD doesn't take that long. Put it in an envelope, mail it. Almost back. Walking alongside the park. It's hard to see east because the sun's right at that point where if I look in that direction, I get the sun right in my eyes. My shadow's stretching all the way across this road and out to the yellow line. It's a wide road. This is one of the things about this neighborhood is that the streets are exceptionally wide. Not only is there a bike lane, but there's almost a complete travel lane between the bike lane and the sidewalk, in addition to the normal vehicle lanes in the middle of the street. So it's a very wide road. I thought I heard a cyclist coming up behind me. He's speaking of the bike lane, tooling along in it. And here we are. Crossing the last street, heading up to the back gate. Well, 18 minutes a mile, and I just finished my 2-mile hike as I approached the back gate. So, since I'm here, it's time for me to say, tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.